unless we have this certain ID, which is going to have several things our driver's license doesn't currently have on it. So there's quite a bit of controversy about that. It is restricting after January 10th being able to enter military facilities by civilians without having the proper real ID, which there are ways around it, but it's also a big inconvenience if you had a son graduating at Fort Leonard Wood and couldn't go see him graduate. A passport will work. You can apply and do other things and get a pass to go through, an ID to go through. It's all kind of a hassle. So that'll be a big thing, how we deal with that.